if a load of money is being funneled into something, and one side has more money than the other side, this has a huge influence on the outcome of the election. There's a load of research around this. So this would be one of the key things that I think we need to fix about our democracy. We need to actually control the influence of money. And there are all sorts of sensible proposals out there about how we do that. And people have been trying to implement them for a very long time. And it's one of these things that I think is hampered by the fact that we don't have a representative parliament. So we've basically got a government in power, the Conservative Party. This isn't an anti-Tory thing. I want to be very clear, we're a completely cross-party campaign. But the reality of what's happened with the Conservative Party is that their membership has been plummeting for decades. So they have fewer than 100,000 members. And what this means is that they're reliant on big money to fund them. So they aren't as responsive to their voters as they should be, let alone kind of the rest of the country. And so they have interest in allowing money to influence politics. And I'd say this is kind of one of the key problems that we have with our democracy. But I don't think we can just legislate for it, because people have been trying to do that for a very long time. I think we need like the basic building blocks of democracy in place in order to fix that. In terms of education, again, I think there are quite clear reasons why political education isn't more prominent in the syllabus, or the standard syllabus. And in fact, we know there's quite a lot of misinformation in political education syllabus as well. Like particularly around first past the post and proportional representation. So it is in the interests of some to prevent people being better informed.